This is Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon, and we have on the line once again Leah Bolger, who's from Corvallis and with Veterans for Peace. But Leah is actually out in Washington, D.C. at the startup of Camp Democracy. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Scott.
Well, you made it out there, and you were saying before we started recording that it's been kind of damp and a little bit of a slow start, but give us an update on what's going on and what you expect here in the next few days.
Okay, great. Yes, it was raining pretty hard this morning, but the rain has abated, and they're calling tomorrow for a partial chance of rain, so hopefully we'll get a bigger turnout tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a very exciting day, I think. The Progressive Democrats of America are sponsoring tomorrow, and we're supposed to have visits by several congressmen, Lynn Woolsey, Barbara Lee, Jim McGovern, Maxine Waters, Bob Filner. These are people that were with the, not just PDA, but also the Out of Iraq Caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, I think we're going to have some good press for that. With when you get congressmen out and about, I think they'll attract the press. And they're going to be speaking to us. So that's very exciting. Today we had the kickoff. We had a press conference this morning, and Dave Klein, the president of Veterans for Peace, spoke, and Ann Wright, the retired colonel, which I'm sure all your listeners know who she is, as she spoke, and one of the founders of Military Family Speak Out. Anyway, it was a good press conference this morning and got us started, and now we're just having kind of roundtable discussions and panel discussions, and it's great. It's really great to be out here amongst people who we're all on the same page politically. We're all working for the same things, and it's very exciting to be here.
Right, and this is this Camp Democracy thing is going through the 29th of September. Is that right? No.
Yeah, well, right. Camp Democracy is from the 5th of September to the 20th.
Okay.
And then the 21st begins the Declaration of Peace week.
Okay.
And that is going to be another week of events. And I think a lot of the people that are here for Camp Democracy are just going to keep working right through the Declaration of Peace. But it's a lot of stuff. Every day is being sponsored by different groups, labor groups, peace groups, human rights groups, and so every day has a different theme. Like I mentioned, tomorrow is the Progressive Democrats. Wednesday is Immigrants' Rights Day. Thursday is Labor Speaks Out Day, and then the 9th, the Voters for Peace and Democracy Rising. Anyway, it's just if your listeners go to campdemocracy.org, there you can find the whole schedule of events and speakers that are going to be happening every day. And I'm blathering. It is great. It is great.
Well, can you fill us in just a little bit on the Declaration of Peace as well, since that's coming up and that's part of this, and it's a major initiative, a grassroots initiative, I understand,
right,
it, to try to bring
it
into the
world. Declaration of Peace also has its own website, declarationofpeace.org, and this is really a big deal. The Declaration of Peace is it's sponsored by over 300, or it's probably more like 400 by now, peace organizations, the largest of which is United for Peace and Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a four-part pledge, and not everybody can sign on to all four parts. The first thing is that you're going to call on the president to bring the troops home, and the second thing is to call your representative and your senators to bring the troops home, and the third is to participate in rallies and demonstrations, and the fourth, which is a little trickier and not something everybody feels like they can sign on to, but the fourth thing is that you pledge to participate in nonviolent acts of civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the highlight, I think, of what the Declaration of Peace is going to be here in Washington. And so there's going to be several events of civil disobedience to try to raise the volume, raise the visibility of our opposition to this heinous war. So we will be lobbying Congress members here at the Capitol, and then around the country, people are coordinating their own Declaration of Peace events in their own Senate and Congressional District offices.
Mm-hmm.
I know events are being planned in Portland and in Salem and in Eugene. And then I know in Corvallis they're planning on things for the September 21st, which is the actual International Day of Peace. There will be lots of things going on, vigils and prayer circles and protests and all kinds of things on mm-hmm. the 21st.
Okay.
So if they go to the website, declarationofpeace.org, then you can find events in your area. And I know that there's somebody down in Scappoose, I think, that is signed on to Declaration of Peace, planning mm-hmm. something down there. So. I think there are four or five different cities in Oregon that are planning things.
Okay, well, hopefully we can get that added to. All right, well, let's be cognizant of the fact that the cell phone company is trying to take as much from you as they can. We'll keep this limited. Appreciate your taking your time and also being out there, and we'll, of course, check back in regularly.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Leah, thank you very much. Have a great wet day in Washington, D.C. We could use some of that wet out here right now.
Yeah, I know it.
take care, and we'll talk to you probably in a couple days.
Okay, Scott, thanks for calling, and it's my pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I was talking to Leah Bolger of Veterans for Peace and also from Corvallis, Oregon. Leah is in Washington, D.C. to participate in the Camp Democracy. You can get more information on Camp Democracy at campdemocracy.org and or go to declarationofpeace.org.